Alt NPR.
Hello, welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? The podcast that finds solutions to life's most trying situations. I'm David Kestenbaum, and with me is...
Rob. Hey, it's me. Very good.
Rob Sachs. Hey, Rob. All right, what's the topic this week?
This week's topic is how to make a speedy recovery.
You mean like from a sports injury?
No, this is making a speedy recovery from making a complete fool of yourself when you're in the office.
I've done more of those, yeah. Okay, so what do you mean?
Okay, well, one office blunder that I've seen happen a lot is someone spilling liquid on their crotch. You know, they'll be casually sipping a soda, and then bam, some dribbles down right on the money spot.
Right. So what do you do?
Okay, well, the first thing I would do is you want to cover it up. Try to stretch out your shirt, or if there's office plants around, maybe pick one up and carry it around you over your crotch. If people question you, say, hey, I'm just rearranging things. I'm trying to help out with the ambiance here in the office.
You know what else I've thought of? I've thought sometimes it would be better if you could just wet your whole pants, because then it would be all the same color.
Exactly. That's what I was getting to. What you want to do, sometimes you want to just dump as much water as you can on yourself. And then the trick here is to have a wide enough area of wetness so that it would have to be physically impossible to have created that type of wetness just from accidental urination.
Can we talk about something else?
Yes, we can. We can definitely talk about it.
I mean, this has actually happened to people here in public radio. What happens when you swear accidentally, like in a kindergarten kind of situation or something?
Well, blurting out a swear at the wrong time is something that really, it can happen to anyone. We all get excited. We're all human. And sometimes we forget where we are.
And then you're going to blurt out another one. Because
gonna, right. They're just going to keep falling. What I say here is if this happens, people are going to look around. Who said that? Who has the potty mouth here? I say, don't let them even see you. You blurt it out, just duck. Duck and cover. You know, you may be on the ground. They're looking around. Who said that? I don't know who said that. Where's David? Yeah, whatever.
Okay, you also wanted to talk about when you let gas go. You ate some beans for lunch.
Right. Before I get into it, I just want to have a quick note on prevention here. You mentioned beans. There's other foods you want to stay away from, like cauliflower or meat or eggs.
Really?
These things are known to make you a little bit more gassy. And you can also, you can go to the pharmacy and pick up products like Beano or Gas X. And I actually saw something on the web called Farty Pants. this is underwear you can buy that's supposed to absorb the smell of farts. Isn't that fascinating?
You know, I sometimes know when this is coming because you'll notice the person sitting next to you on the train has sort of stopped breathing a little bit. You know?
Right.
You know, people kind of do that.
The other telltale sign, David, is when you see them lift up a little bit. They'll be sitting there kind of just, you know, a little shift, and that's where you got to watch out for. That's
right. But what about when you're being accused of it?
Okay. This is one piece of music you definitely don't want to face yourself. I say blame someone else.
Aren't they going to say, it's not me?
Okay, yeah, I mean, you could still get busted. Sometimes the smell is just attached to you, and it's just so obvious that it's you. So if you're going to own up to it, you've got to do it with class. Now, Dave, you probably heard the poem for excusing yourself from flatulence. You know, pardon me for being rude. It was not me. It was my food. Have you heard that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for the youngsters. I think as an adult, you have to be a little bit more poetic. Here's a haiku that I've come up with. Very foul odor. Are you following along? We got the 575 thing going here.
Okay.
Very foul odor. Slowly wafting up your nose. I am so sorry.
Have you tried that?
I haven't tried it, but I'm working up to it.
What if you know the person, you can just grab them and sit on them before you do it?
Right. That's the tactic my brother takes with me. instead of feeling bad about it, he actually uses it against me.
He celebrates it.
It's a celebration, right. He's particularly fond of the ones directly to the face. That's something you learn as a younger brother.
Very nice. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Well, thanks very much, David.
Thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas.
Alt NPR.